It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Wednesday, March 13th. I'm Jay Gabler. As you may be aware, if you've been on social media at all, the world's biggest music discovery event, South by Southwest, is underway down in Austin, Texas right now. The Current's David Safar is there. We'll be checking in with him later in today's episode. But first, a few music news headlines. Two K-pop stars are experiencing consequences for reported sexual misconduct in cases that are both, quote, related and not related, say South Korean authorities. Jung Jun-young has apologized for, quote, filming and sharing intimate videos of women without their consent, reports the New York Times. Meanwhile, Seungri of the K-pop group Big Bang has announced his retirement after he was named a suspect for, quote, offering sexual services at nightclubs. Women in Korea have been protesting what they say is authorities' laxity about enforcing laws against illicit filming in general. We're sure to be hearing more about K-pop stars and in a much more positive light as the genre continues to rise in popularity around the world. BTS, the first K-pop band to top the US album chart, have just been announced as the musical guests on the April 13th episode of Saturday Night Live. The Red Hot Chili Peppers are taking their place in a pop music pyramid lineage that runs from Pink Floyd to the Bangles to Frank Ocean. This coming Friday, the band will be live streaming a concert from Egypt's Great Pyramids of Giza. Bassist Flea, for one, is excited. In a statement, he said, "My heart is abuzz with joy at the prospect of performing in Egypt. I'm so grateful and humbled for the impending experience. The pyramids. It's unbelievable." The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced the artists who will be making induction speeches at this year's ceremony in New York on March 29th. And the matches are pretty great. The person inducting you into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is important, because chances are that if you're a Hall of Famer and you die, lots of obituaries will quote that speech. Well, on that chipper note, let's look at who's making the speeches this year. Janelle Monáe will induct Janet Jackson. Trent Reznor will induct The Cure. Harry Styles will induct Stevie Nicks. Brian May, who's been at just about every other awards ceremony this year, will induct Def Leppard. Susanna Hoffs of the Bangles will induct The Zombies. Duran Duran, Simon Le Bon, and John Taylor will induct Roxy Music, and David Byrne will induct Radiohead. That last pairing is particularly apt, since Radiohead's band name was inspired by the name of a 1986 Talking Heads song. Baby, your mind is a radio. Got a receiver inside my head. So as I mentioned earlier, South by Southwest is going on right now in Austin, Texas. The Current has a whole crew down there to check out the music and host a day party. More details on that in a second. First, let's check in with The Current's David Safar. So David, as a DJ, how do you approach South by Southwest? It must be overwhelming.
As a DJ, my plan for South by Southwest is to try to see the bands I've been hearing about and checked out over the past couple months, but then leave myself open to seeing whatever comes along. It can be overwhelming, that's true, but it's also great to just sort of free yourself of a schedule and open yourself up to walking down 6th Street, Red River, Rainy Street, stopping by and seeing bands you've never heard of, sounds that are completely new to you. And sometimes that's that aha moment where you see a band you've never even heard of, and it totally wins you over.
I know the music festival is just getting started, but have you seen any artists yet that really impressed you, and who are you looking forward to checking out?
One of the things that won me over yesterday, which was the first day that I saw music, was singer-songwriter Jess Williamson. It was the first time that I had seen her perform with her band. She is an amazing songwriter, has a stunning band, and a brilliant stage presence. She's from Texas, now lives out in Los Angeles. Definitely one to watch this year. Other must-sees that many people are talking about, Black Midi. Math rock meets noise rock. Amel and the Sniffers, which is a punk rock band from Australia, and Fontaines DC, who are definitely one of the most buzzed about bands during South by Southwest.
So part of South by Southwest is the industry buzz. What's everybody talking about? What's the buzz this year, David?
If there's a trend this year, I think the trend would be independent music. A lot of the panels are about how artists can access independent tools to further their career, whether it's about publishing, collecting royalties. There's all sorts of new digital platforms for marketing. And that really seems to be the theme. And the conference is really reflecting what's happening out on the street. There's a ton of independent groups out there just playing as many shows as possible, trying to capture the attention of the people here at South by Southwest.
Thanks, David.
I hope to check in with you again. You can also follow The Current. Go to thecurrent.org. On Friday, we have a day party that we're going to be streaming live sets from Barracuda in Austin, Texas.
We've got a dozen artists lined up. It's a pretty killer lineup. If you're going to be in Austin, you can head over to thecurrent.org and register to get in. It's a free party. Why wouldn't you? But if you can't make it to Austin, don't worry. You can still check out the music at thecurrent.org and on The Current's Facebook page. We're going to be sharing video of artists like Cherry Glazer, Justin Towns Earl, Andrew Bird, Bad Bad Hats, Heartbone, Sam Fender, Yola, and more.
Big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
We'll be talking more about South by Southwest tomorrow.
It's wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas.
Watching the new video for Vampire Weekend's song Sunshine, I flashed back to the days when Jake Lupin of Hippocampus worked at the Potbellies in the St. Paul Skyway. In the video, Ezra Koenig stands behind the counter at the iconic New York deli Zabar's, looking way creepier than Jake ever did, to be honest. Steve Lacy from the band The Internet, who appears on the track, also appears in the video, but the cameo making headlines is Jerry Seinfeld. Because really, if you're gonna shoot a video in a New York deli and Meg Ryan's not available, who are you gonna call?
Jerry, I got a picture for you.
Oh, great. That's what I come
locks
for.
Locks cutter getting locks on a bagel.
That's good. I love it.
So, you like it?
Oh, sure.
Sunflower in the morning, standing in the garden, all before you wait.
Actor Jonah Hill directs the Trippy Clip, our viral video today.
Out into the daylight.
You can see that video and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer today is Luke Taylor. You can get The Current's music news in your inbox as well as on your podcast app. Head over to thecurrent.org/musicnews to sign up for our music news newsletter via email. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news, including a double review. Both Jade and I are going to go see the iconic Mariah Carey in concert tonight. How is Mariah Carey live in concert in 2019? We'll talk about it tomorrow.